Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Really appreciate you taking the time to join together each day and do this praying scripture and letting God hear his promises from our hearts. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 23 through 25 is our passage today. Let me read it, and then we'll make some comments. And I pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, this is Moses speaking, O Lord God, you have only begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven and earth who can do such works and mighty acts as yours? Please let me go over and see the good land beyond the Jordan, the good hill country and Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me, Moses says, because of you, the Israelites, and he wouldn't listen to me. And the Lord said to me, enough from you. Do not speak to me of this matter again. What's going on in this passage? God always answers our prayers, doesn't he? Sometimes we rejoice when the answer is yes. We remain hopeful when the answer is wait. But how do you handle the answer no? That's what we learn in this prayer of Moses. And a rash act of disobedience had qualified Moses from leading Israel into the promised land. The man who had led Israel for 40 years in the desert wanderings would not be able to lead them across the finish line. So Moses pleaded with God. He sincerely praised God for his greatness and his strength and his mighty acts. And then Moses asked God to just to let him go into the promised land. But the Lord said to Moses, enough from you. Do not speak to me of this matter again. God always answers our prayers. And sometimes the answer is no. Here are a couple talking points. Ask God to help you humbly accept his answer to your prayer when the answer is no. Ask God to help you graciously submit to his plan and his timing. And secondly, teach this truth, a needed truth to teach to your children and grandchildren. In teaching it, ask God to prepare them for a time when they will hear no and be able to accept God's loving decision. So, Lord, I admit it freely. I always want the answer to my request to be yes. I don't even want them to be wait. I always want you to give me what I want when I want it. So forgive me for that. Forgive me for my selfishness. Help me to accept your plan and even the consequences to my sin, even my forgiven sin. Give me a heart that submits to you. And Lord, help me to submit to you throughout this day as I just continue to talk to you. In Jesus' name, amen.